Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to my very last show before 2018, and also the very last Celestial Friday, as next week I will be coming back as Coffee with Spirit on Thursday mornings instead of on Friday mornings. So I hope that you will still be able to tune in and listen. And if not live, then you can always go to the archives at blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio. So today, I have with me, as always, my favorite co-host, Coffee, which is why next time the show will be called Coffee with Spirit. And somebody's complimenting me. I've got my Santa mug because I'm not ready to give him up yet. So, you know, I'm just kind of enjoying that every now and again. But, you know, for me, it's more about the ritual of it than the actual taking in of caffeine. I probably don't need any more of that in order to make my life brighter because I have all of you. So, awesome day today. I came back to Lilydale yesterday, and we are located in the southern tier of New York, so western New York, and that means we definitely got some of that record snowfall that people were seeing on the national news. One of our neighboring towns about 45 minutes from here is Erie, Pennsylvania, and they've been on the national news for the last week digging out, and I have to say we're about in the same position. So we are dug out pretty good. At least we're getting there. Our streets are clear. We don't have a lot of space to put our snow, but, you know, everything is passable, and they do a wonderful job around here of keeping us all safe. So thank you very much to our maintenance guys because you are heroes, I have to say. Okay, so today, because it is my last show of the New Year's, I thought it would be, until New Year's, I thought it would be kind of fun to do something along the lines of a David Letterman-style top 10 countdown. So what I did over the last week is I polled some of my friends, and I asked them the top 10 things that they are asked at parties as mediums, just to be kind of silly. And I thought it would be a good way to kind of introduce a topic and talk about mediumship and what it's really like from our perspective. So we'll have that coming up a little later in today. I am also going to be giving away a free mini reading, a 20-minute reading with me. And whether you do that in person or via phone or Skype or FaceTime makes no difference as far as I'm concerned. So if you're on the other side of the world, we can still work it out time zone-wise, okay? If you want to, but you'll have to call in for that. And if you want to call in later when I announce that, that would be great. Our call-in number for guests is 818-739-8818. And by the way, after the new year, all the other Lilydale Blog Talk shows are staying the same. So they have their same formatting, same times. Tuesday is Embracing Your Essence. Embracing Your Essence. It's good to be able to talk if you are on the radio, right? Embracing Your Essence with Colleen Vanderzijden, and she's a very talented registered medium here in Lilydale. The other registered mediums are both on Wednesday. Wednesday with Willa at 10 a.m. She's awesome. You'll love her. She has a different topic every week. Also, another awesome registered medium, Wednesday evening, 8 p.m., with John White, Journey into the Light. And he's Canadian. He had a fairly well-known up north still, and does work there from time to time. He had a TV show by that same name, Journey into the Light. So if it sounds familiar, that's probably why. But I'm so excited for today. I'm so excited that everybody is joining me. And thank you for writing in between. For those of you who have been looking for me on Facebook, I am Celeste Elliott on Facebook, little black and white picture of me. And for those of you who are who have emailed me off of, you can always find the registered mediums websites and emails off of the Lilydale Assembly site, which, by the way, Lilydale site is getting upgraded, and the new one is not totally done, but will be by the new year, and it's looking fabulous, and it's lilydaleassembly.org. Rather than .com, although both are still active, okay? So if you mix it up and go to one, it'll transfer you to the other, so don't worry about it. We wouldn't lock you out. We wouldn't want you to lose track of your Lilydale. It's kind of a joke around here that people think that, we all just kind of go away after the official season ends in September, and actually most of the mediums stay here year-round, about half of us. And others take appointment also, you know, even those of us who stay here often take appointment by phone and Skype and that sort of thing. But for the ones that leave, you know, they don't necessarily just retire for a few months, for 9 months of the year, 8 months of the year. In actuality, a lot of us work all year round, and some people go to warmer places. Some people go to wherever their families are located and work there. Some go up to Canada. Some go to Florida. Some go to California. So we've got kind of a wide range. So definitely do check out their websites individually so that you can see your favorite mediums all year round. We also do have, we are developing our off-season, I'm going to put that in quotes, programs, our winter and spring. So we had some people, some classes in the fall that were wildly successful. And so, of course, we're going to be doing that again in the future and building that up. And we also have some coming up in the spring. So definitely check out the Lilydale site for that, for dates and times and prices and all that good stuff. And they do fill up. So, definitely check and make sure that it's still available. Don't, this time of year, like I said, we've got definitely some snow. So I would tell you to make an appointment before you show up and look around for a medium, because if we don't know you're coming, we may not be here. We may go on vacation. We may go on vacation to the neighboring town and buy groceries. We may go get our teeth cleaned, These things happen. So make sure that, you check on that. But we are around, okay? So that handles some of those questions that are frequently asked. Like I said, please feel free to write me in between, because it gives me show ideas. And when we're doing Coffee with Spirit for, the rest of the foreseeable future, starting on Thursdays at 10 a.m. See how I like to keep putting that in there? Because I don't want to lose you guys. I want you to know that I'm switching. And I'll be putting some announcements up on social media as well and kind of reminding all of you. But from here on out, it's Coffee with Spirit on Thursday mornings instead of Celestial Fridays. My co-host will always be Coffee as well. But other exciting co-hosts. Oh, my gosh, you guys, I've got a really great January lined up. For next month, I have two guests, on the, let's see, on the 11th, I have Joanne Nigro, who is a resident here in Lilydale. And she's very cool and very interesting, and she is a ordained minister and very involved with two of the churches here in Lilydale. And she's going to be coming on. She has a very deep spiritual connection to our animal friends, and she's going to be talking about animals and spirituality and how to, you know, get a little more in tune that way. And also we're going to be talking about animal communication, which is a very interesting, cool topic as well. For the person who just pointed out my scarf, I've been playing with it. Sorry, it's my dragonfly scarf, and I saw it on the shelf today, and I couldn't resist. So that's what's going on with that. So, you know, kind of apropos timing, given the situation with the with animal communication. So maybe she'll tell us what dragonflies are about as well, because that's kind of classic symbolism also. And so I also wanted to talk about sacred contracts. And I was telling people before, but I didn't have a date. It looks like I'm going to be doing January 18th, so the third Thursday of January, with Marty Hughes, who is a registered medium here in Lilydale. And she is a certified sacred contract instructor through Carolyn Meese. And that is going to kind of give us an idea of, you know, why we kind of pick the paths and the families and the experiences that we do before we come down. Sort of that, you know, in spiritualism we talk about having a being a conscious co-creator of our reality. And because of that and through that, we believe that we, or several of us believe that we work with creator energy and with our guides and even our physical loved ones and those who have already passed in spirit. And we kind of sort through everything that we need, like what's going to be healthiest for us with soul progression. What do we need to learn? What do we need to work on? Who do we need to help other than ourselves? You know, all of these good things. So that'll be Sacred Contact Tracks with Marty Hughes on Thursday, January 18th. So I hope you tune in for both of those special guest stars on the 11th and the 18th. Okay, so we're going to get down to it. top 10 things people ask mediums at parties. I had a lot of fun with this one. So top 10. Number 10, do you see dead people? Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I do. and it's not so much just about seeing them like I would see one of you with my physical eyes, but it is often about seeing them in my mind's eye and, you know, or perceiving them. You know, clairvoyance, it kind of, which is clear seeing, resonates with the third eye chakra. That sort of has, in a lot of ways, become the catch-all term. That happened, I think, way back in the 60s or 70s. But in actuality, there's all kinds of ways that people can perceive spirit, and it kind of falls under that category of seeing dead people. I put it in air quotes for you. If I'm doing a session, because I keep my boundaries, so sometimes, you know, I'll be aware of somebody, but I just kind of like, it's like walking into a room and being aware of a chair. Like, oh, okay, there's a chair there. But it's not necessary that I walk over to the chair and examine it and talk to it and ask its advice and deepest desires and all of that stuff. And I know, you know, spirit loved ones are sentient and chairs are not, but you get my point. So, you know, I may feel, I am very, very feeling-oriented, clairempathetic, which is clairfeeling, like emotional feeling, as well as clairsentient, clairknowing, or clairfeeling in the mind way as well. So that's another way that people can perceive spirit. And so I can pick up on that sort of thing. But like I said, I have pretty healthy boundaries, both with the living and people in spirit. So you know, it's not a huge deal for me to know that somebody's around. You know, I'm not going to let that disturb me. If I'm at a party with living people, I want to hang out with the livings, you know, because that's kind of what I'm here for. So So, top 10 things people ask mediums at parties. Number 9, if you gain weight, will you still be a medium? Actually, one of my favorite jokes. I actually have put that into the, I've snuck that into the bio at various times when I've lectured, where my fondest wish is to be someday promoted from a medium to a large. But I got to watch what I asked for, because there were a lot of cookies over Christmas and, you know, some things that are fitting a little more snugly. So that's one of my favorite jokes. But, yes, somebody did actually ask me that one time, which spawned this whole thing. If I gain weight, I will still be a medium, no matter what the tag in my shirt says. Also one of my favorite mediumship jokes. Two mediums go out on the town and the police sirens go off and the call goes across the wire. There are two mediums at large. Yeah. Sorry, I don't have great jokes, but if you have them, feel free to call or write in with them, and that would be appreciated. Number 8, I suppose that means you want to give me a reading now. No, that's my answer. Small, mediums at large, yes. My neighbors just wrote in with that. No, like I said, my boundaries are good, both with people in the living and people in spirit. I want to concentrate on the living ones when they're in front of me, and then when it's time to go to work, I go to work, and I'm a very happy translator, you know, and the work means a lot to me, but I don't want to walk up to people in the grocery store or at a party or whatever and give them a reading. It's a violation of their boundaries. And it's a violation of mine, and, you know, so that's not my shtick. So, okay, number 7, what color is my aura? I get this one a lot, no matter where I am. When people find out that I'm a medium, this is one of the more common questions. Because I do have clairvoyance, both internal and external, perceived by the mind as well as the physical eye, having to do more with the spirit loved one or the client or the person sitting in front of me than it actually has to do with me and my spiritual growth. But the color of auras changes, and that's something that people don't always know. It shifts. So I've had people say to me, oh, I went to somebody at a psychic fair, or I went to somebody at a home party, and they told me my aura was blue, and what does that mean? And, you know, they could be going by classic color terminology. There's a really great book that I believe is still in print called Colors of the Chakra. I know, shocking title. And I believe that's Liz Sampson. And I love that book. I have had it on my bookshelf, I don't know, well over a decade now. And I'll refer back to it occasionally. But, you know, you will develop your own kind of dictionary or lexicon with spirit, and colors mean different things to different people. So I would check it out that way, okay? Because, you know, what blue means to me may mean something different to somebody else. So that it kind of depends. But you know, you can learn to perceive that for yourself as well, which is a very cool thing. And if you are interested in learning about that, like I said, there are great classes, and that one book that I suggested, Chakra Colors, is also excellent. So, but no, I don't actually see auras around people all of the time. Again, that's because of how I set my boundaries. So, okay, number 6. Can you read my mind? What am I thinking right now? First off, I will always answer tacos because I think it's funny. I have a wacky sense of humor that way. And who isn't thinking about tacos, right? Right? No? Just me? Okay. or coffee. I am not a mind reader. I am not a mentalist. There is a distinction between somebody who is intuitive or psychic or a mentalist or a medium. Again, boundaries. I don't want to know what you're thinking. And in fact, especially having grown up in small towns my whole life, I just want to say to you, what you think of me is probably none of my business. Unless, of course, you want to write me a good review, in which case you are more than welcome and much gratitude. I cannot read minds, and that would not be my favorite party trick. So tacos or coffee, that will be my answer to you. Number five, if I show you this picture, can you tell me if this person is my soulmate? Well, that would mean that I believe absolutely in soulmates and only one person, one perfect mate for everybody. And that would be incorrect as far as my belief system. Sometimes, and maybe when Marty comes on, she'll talk to us. She may even have a totally different perspective. We are good friends, but we often have a different philosophy of things, which is good and healthy. I don't necessarily believe that, you know, out of billions of people that, and actually that came, I believe, from, it came from Greek philosophy, and the original concept was that if you have a soulmate, that you are half a person looking for fulfillment, and that you must find this other person in order to fulfill yourself and be whole. And, in spiritualism and in my personal philosophy, something I talk about is that I really believe that we're all whole, and it's just a matter of refining and getting to the best, showing off the best parts of ourselves, you know. So I don't think it's healthy to look to anybody for completion. I think that it's really a good thing, but if you feel connected with somebody, if you feel attracted to them, then I say, explore that, set your boundaries, but explore it and see where it goes. Coming to the medium for such a thing is probably not your best bet. So especially not if I'm, at a party. Because that's not where my mind is. Okay, number four. Did we have a past life together? This was something that has been said to several people that I know, including myself, and not necessarily at a party, but I did have somebody, a gentleman who tried to pick me up using that line one time. I think we had a past life together. And I found them rather smarmy, so it might have worked if they were really cute and that sort of thing. But they said that to me, and my response was, oh, well, that's a good thing we left it in the past. I was so startled. That was the only thing I could think of to say to escape at that time. So try not to hold it against me, guys. I'm sorry, but but I thought it was kind of cool and interesting that more than one person had this said to them. Sometimes I feel that we know each other, that we have a soul recognition right away with somebody that we've met. And sometimes it's just that your energy is really clicking right at that moment. Maybe my spirit guide and your spirit guide are like BFF, just like this. And that would explain it. Or maybe our souls have business together. We're working on something similar. And so we've met on astral planes, or we were part of the same soul group at one time, or we're part of the same soul group now. That kind of, it depends on the situation. One or two times I felt so connected with people that I've been, and we really, even for some people, as far as I'm concerned, I'm one of these people that I may not see you for 10 years, but I'll feel just as connected to you and pick right back up where we started. So there's that too. Number three from the top 10 things that people ask mediums at a party. Does drinking wine count as communing with spirits? Yes, but the wrong kind. And I don't mix them. Public demonstrations of mediumship, public mediumship, I actually request that people not drink before, because it alcohol will lower the vibration, and to do mediumship, you have to raise your vibration, because the spirit people are already on an elevated plane, and you've got to kind of make yourself that bridge. You know, you're playing, as translator, you're playing telephone a little bit, and you want to make sure that the connection with the spirit loved ones is super crisp and clear, as well as, you know, wanting the connection with the people in the living to be super clear. And even when somebody's had just one drink and, you know, it can put you off your game just a little bit. It can make it hard for you to sort of access information. And it is, so pardon the pun in this instance, but it is, you know, mediumship is a bit of a cocktail. It's the energy of the spirit loved ones. It's the energy of the medium. It's the energy of the universe, of what's going on that day. You know, or as my friend Elaine says, the humidity in the air, and also, you know, the people in the living. So if you don't want me to read you, don't worry, I can't. And that's how it works. So it's all good. Now, somebody has written in to ask me about what is a soul group, because I did just mention that. The concept of a soul group is that, and again, this goes back to sort of before you're born, but, you know, groups of people who will come in together because they need to be with each other. They have similar goals. They have things in common that they need to learn about and accomplish. And so you sort of, like, make one of these understandings that you'll help each other out. Sort of like a study group at school, if you think of it that way. So, but, you know, very loving. Very, very loving study group. So, okay. Let's see. Number two in the top 10 things people say to mediums at parties. How do you get anything done? Don't you hear, see, and feel things all the time? Aren't you constantly bombarded? How do you ever leave your house? Well, I love my house. So it is actually kind of hard for me to leave my house. I'm one of those people. I'm very happy to stay home with a book and a cup of coffee and talk to people on the phone or have them over, that sort of thing. It's my Cancerian nature, as it were. But I set my boundaries. So when I'm working, I'm working, and when I'm not, I'm not. But I am, you know, I may be, I have my emergency network. But I'm not fully on all the time because I don't need to be. And I think, you know, it's important to be a physical, tapped into the physical journey that you're on in this lifetime, to live in the body. I set the boundary even at night. You know, no spirit people waking me up because I need my rest too, you know. I need my beauty sleep. So... you know, that's a good thing. And let's see. Number one thing said to mediums at a party. And this is a very interesting one. And actually, by the way, because I had a hard time narrowing it down to 10. I probably could have done like a top 20 list. But, somebody's asking me, what do you mean by emergency network? That is my joking way of saying that the way I work with my guides and with creator energy and higher self and, you know, all of the above, is that I know I have set the intention, and intention is very important, that if something, you know, I feel all of us have a crew that works with us to make things easier, to help us learn, to help us grow, to help us move forward, and also protects us. So, you know, it's that little voice, that nagging little voice in your head that says, take the extra car keys, and then you end up locking one set in the car, and that way you still make it to work on time because you've got the extras in your purse, sort of thing, or, you know, and you don't have to be fully on to have that happen. You know, it's just something that will kind of come into your consciousness, and it's like, oh, I'm aware of this, okay. And sometimes we heed it and sometimes we don't. In the few times that there have been actual situations in which I was in physical danger, Spirit warned me ahead of time. And I've gotten out of some situations, thank God. None that I've purposely put myself in, by the way. You know, but life happens. It really does. And so, you know, I just find that setting the intention and having that help is a wonderful thing. So that's my emergency network, and I put that in quotes, because I really do feel that I'm very protected and very loved, and I feel that everybody is, honestly. Sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, sending out the intention and the prayer that your loved ones and your guides and your angels are with you. Although, even if you forget to do that, they are, and that's a wonderful thing, by the way. Okay. So number one thing, because I want to get to this, number one thing, and again, I was very surprised by this because I've only had this come up for me maybe once or twice, never at a party, but apparently that does happen. Number one thing is my Nana mad at me? And, you know, as a medium, I'm very, very pleased to be able to dispel this one, okay? A lot of people automatically assume or perceive, and based on thousands of years of rhetoric and ingrained culture and religious overtones, that if their loved one, you know, they can take it a lot of different ways. If their loved one shows up, they may think that something's wrong, that they're not at peace, or there's something they've done wrong. Your loved ones aren't just showing up to tell you off. I can promise you that, okay? So don't worry about that. You know, 9 times out of 10, Nana is not mad at you. And unless you, you know, even when you do things, because we do things because we're people, even in the worst case scenarios, I've had clients who've come to me and said, you know, I was not a saint, I was not an angel up till this point, and I always try to, when I tell a story, I try to, you know, protect people as much as possible, so I will never reveal your identity, I promise. And by the way, if I run into you at the grocery store, 9 times out of 10, I don't know where I know you from, even though I'm pretty good with faces. So unless you want me to recognize you, I don't recognize you. So it's all good, okay? So, but I've had people come to me and say, you know, I was not living a very good life up till now. I'm in recovery now, but I stole from my family, or I did something that was, you know, not so kind to one of my relatives, and then they passed away, or I told them off and I didn't have time to make amends, or I'm afraid that I put them in the wrong dress for the funeral. I've gotten that more than a few times. And what's funny is they know that you're thinking that, right? They can pick up on those thoughts. I cannot, okay? So, like I said, not a mind reader, but they will come through, and they will talk about their funerals, and they'll say, you did everything right, or they will come through and talk about a situation in which, you know, their health was failing, and you had to make decisions with them, and they'll give reassurances, you know, before I have to touch in. So it's not, they want to make sure that you know that it's not a platitude, that they're not just letting you off the hook because what good does it do, sort of thing, okay? So, you know, keep that in mind. But the other direction with this is that, you know, I'll have people who come to me and say, you know, I think my dad or my mom or my Nana or whoever might be mad at me because they haven't shown up in a while, and they showed up for my sister Sadie, and I just read an article with somebody named Sadie right before the show, so that's why Sadie. but you know, they are, they will come and visit you. And over time, they may change their symbolism because they got bored. They may acknowledge and echo that, you know, that they've seen what's going on for you. You know, if you miss them and you feel like maybe they feel that you are not in a good space to talk to some, because sometimes grief is really tricky that way, you know. You cannot, by the way, grieve so much that you hold people on this plane of existence. That is a ridiculous notion. And I will snowball fight anybody who says otherwise, because that's as horrific as I get, because I assume that snowball fights always devolve into giggles, because why wouldn't they? So, but I feel that, you know, the soul always eventually goes home when it chooses to, and its evolution, you know, people, sometimes we get busy. You know, we know that, you know, you miss your loved ones. I've lost people and I miss them, and I'm thrilled when they come in to visit. But sometimes they come in to visit and they don't want anything. They don't need anything. They're just chilling. They're just hanging out with me, keeping in tune, keeping in touch. And other times, you know, they have something that they want to get through, or they want to remind me of an anniversary of their passing or their birthday, or they want to celebrate something with me. So, you know, it's just like regular family that doesn't live in the house with you. They're not going to be with you 24/7. Even ones that live in the house with you aren't with you 24/7, right? I mean, you know, if they're in one room watching Price is Right and you're in another room watching The Wall, I had to think of two game shows, sorry. you know, it depends. So, you know, we all have different takes on things. And somebody is writing in, you're echoing that they must be there with you. And I think I covered that. I hope I did. But, you know, just saying, you know, I am not going to call you at some ridiculous hour. I'm not going to call you and say to you, oh, your relative stopped by, because, again, that's a boundaries thing for me. But, yeah, so that's how my mediumship works. Some people choose to work ahead of time. I don't have the concentration or the energy for that. And then what they do is they just kind of review with the client when the client comes. I think that's a very cool way of being spirit-centered. It just isn't my shtick, because everybody works just a skosh differently. And people who work that way, that work ahead of time, are also very good and also very detailed. I like the play and the interaction with the client as well, so that's why I choose to work the way that I do. So just kind of, you know, that's the thing. Okay, so in addition, so I have two extras of things that people ask mediums at parties in addition to my top 10 list, sorry. do you know the winning lottery numbers? I get that a lot. No, I do not. However, if you get numbers and you feel compelled to play them, I'd say go for it. You know, because numbers have never been my talent. By the way, if you ask a Lilydale medium that, it is literally against our licensing contracts to do lottery numbers. Medical health, because that's a New York State licensing thing, practicing medicine without a license, okay? And we don't do fortune telling. There's no crystal balls here. There's no tarot cards, that sort of thing. It's really about soul progression and learning and growing, okay? And sometimes that means you need to know about what's coming up so that you can relieve some anxiety. And your loved ones will say, hey, I see this is where you're putting your energy. And so you'll know that they're connected with you. But I do not get lottery numbers. I wish I did. I would not have student loan debt. Like every other person in North America, right? So sorry about that. Or the other one that I get a lot, and I've had people just randomly call me from all parts of the world on this one. Do you know where I lost such and such, and where is it? Every now and again, yes, but usually no. Because, and something that I actually, even though I have a Catholic background from when I was wee, very, very small, very little, I went to Catholic school for a minute. I picked this up from Sharon Klingler, who is another registered medium and actually a very well-known medium in the world. She's a Hay House author. She jokes about, calling in St. Anthony, saying the prayer of St. Anthony, which is, from a Catholic background. Although I happen to know that even if you're not Catholic, he'll work with you. So wink, wink. Cause half the time, when you get busy, things fall through the cracks like that. It is what it is. All right. So probably not. If you just call me up out of the blue, I probably don't know where your car keys are. But I fortunately know where mine are because I have a hook for that. And also, standing next to somebody who is pregnant or somebody has a relative in the family that is pregnant and they want to know what the sex is. It depends on if the mom wants you to know what the sex is, by the way, because that energy can interfere. And also, sometimes I know and sometimes I don't, but I don't like to be too nosy. And also, I don't like to play the test the medium game. Sometimes it's fun or funny, but, when people just randomly walk up to me and try to test me and push and ask things, I can't say that I care enough to get involved with that. And a lot of it is intention with this work, like I said. So, if you have an emotional drawn connection to something, then you're going to be more tuned in, more accurate. So that is my top 10 things people say to mediums at a party. And I hope you enjoyed that. I had a lot of fun in putting that together and hanging out with my friends, surveying them. So thank you to all of my friends who participated in that. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. Okay, so I did say that I was going to be giving away a mini reading today. Now, in order to get that mini reading, you have to call in. It's 818-739-8818. And you have to answer the following question. What did you say my big news was about the show starting next week? So I'm going to call on people based on the amount of time that they've been in line here in the queue. So I'm going to answer caller ending in 0941. And if you could give me your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Jay calling from Canada. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. So thank you for calling in. Are you able to answer my little trivia question?
I think so. I was listening to it, actually doing some work, but I think I got that. Yeah. I'll take the challenge.
Wonderful. Okay. What's your answer today?
I think it's actually moving to next Thursday. You're moving your show somewhere else, changing times or things like that.
Yeah, you are spot on, my friend. Thank you very much for listening and paying attention to that. starting next week, the show will now be called Coffee with Spirit. It is still at 10 a.m., but it is on Thursday mornings instead of Friday. So I am guessing that you are calling in for some spiritual information rather than just to answer my trivia question. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's always it's always great because this is the end of the year and it's been quite the season of change, I think, for a lot of people in this world, and how it's actually up really digging up the roots of things, even for myself, and how it does that. So my family and job and things like that, and relationships. So I think just If we could do it in a general question, maybe for just the first 3 months of next year, because I'm planning of actually writing more poetry and doing, you know, just the relationship stuff and doing more yoga stuff to better aware of myself.
Oh, that's wonderful, you know, because really yoga does, well, what's the old saying? Yoga is not about touching your toes, but what you learn on your way down. really helps with the mind-body connection. So, you know, again, I always say with mediumship, it's kind of about where you put your energy, and it sounds like you're, you know, you're really focusing on keeping the creative juices flowing, and you know, again, that mind-body-spirit connection, and you know, it's interesting with writing because I feel like when I kind of tune in for you. That when it comes to doing the poetry or writing in general, that you kind of wait for inspiration to strike because you'll set the intention, but sometimes you just don't quite get around to it. You understand?
Yes, I do. So that's why I'm going to be keeping a recorder on me close by so I can actually just talk into it because it comes at the weirdest times.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I think it's a little bit, it's a very right brain process, much like intuitive ability or mediumship. It can just come into our awareness. But I actually have two people here in spirit that I'm aware of for you, if you wouldn't mind me tuning in with that. But it feels like I want to talk about... somebody who had issues with diabetes because I had my finger pricked, but I'm also having a problem with for them where they would have gone through symptoms of something with like a neuropathy with the feet and a problem with like blood pressure and the heart because I'm getting kind of warm for them and kind of flushed, and that always
right.
is blood pressure. Okay, and then where was the Artie or the Arthur or the Art, or there's this very strong male energy with an A name. Do you understand that? And I feel like I want to connect that more with Dad's side of the family.
I'm not sure. There's an Artie on. I don't know what my grandfather's name on my dad's side was.
Okay.
Because he died before we were. He died a long time ago, when my dad was in grade 10. So yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to let you do a little ancestry.com or something akin to that.
Yeah, that's right.
But. Yeah, I will say to you, I feel like he comes in with a couple, one of which you would have known quite well, and I feel like that same side of the family, and it's like, it's very, I feel with the female energy, very doting energy over you, and I feel like, you know, they just kind of fit together like a glove, and he was a little more quiet. They were both kind of quiet, but, you know, I just see her energy as being very, very kind and very, like, you know, she would just kind of, like, light up when she saw you.
Yeah.
Very, very proud to have had you in her life. I feel like you still have a photo of the two of them around or on display also, because I'm seeing it actually on somebody's like bedroom dresser, like not the nightstand, but like the dresser. Okay.
Right.
So I'm not sure what's going on with that, but I just, you know, I need to give you the detail as they're showing it to me. Okay. She's working on, I'm wearing a great big scarf today, but she's working on that throat area for you, which is communication, that third chakra, okay? Wow, if I'm counting from the top. Way to get your chakra orders wrong, Celeste, but you kind of get my point anyway. So, you know, she's coming in to help you with great pride, as you write. I don't feel that she's inspiring you per se, but I do feel that she is she's very proud and watching it all go down. All right? So just know that there's, you know, there's a lot of love and connection for you, okay? And also they are... This couple is a really good measuring stick for relationships. And would you understand why I'm supposed to talk about daughters in the family in previous generations not being, like, it was more important that you have a son to carry on the name?
Probably on my dad's side.
Pardon me?
Probably be on my dad's side.
Okay. All right. Because it's something about you having connected better with that kind of younger female energy. Okay? Like you've resolved an issue that was within the family. Okay? And something that you're still kind of processing through as we all work to constantly process through things. But they're giving you credit for that. Okay, so I needed to make sure that you knew that as well. All right. So you know, part of the when they were talking about the relationships, they were saying, one, use us as a yardstick, and two, you know, work on keep working on those relationships, okay?
Okay.
Like that younger female, that kind of daughter energy thing, all right? I'm going to have you, if it's okay with you, I'm going to have you hold on the line for just a few more minutes because we've got about 7.5 minutes left on the show, and that way I can get... your information afterwards so that we can arrange something for your free mini reading, all right?
Awesome. Thank you very much. I'm very gifted. Thank you much for the mini reading already. So thank you. I'm grateful.
But I kind of forgot about that. That's true. So, okay. So just hang on and I'll talk to you in a few minutes, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So I want to... say thank you to the people who called in, and I can take very, very, very quickly one more person on the line, and then I'm going to I have something that I want to end the show with as well. Okay, so the next caller is 4252. If you could give me your name and where you're calling from.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call and lovely, lovely show.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. And what is your name, please?
Kathy.
Kathy. Very nice to chat with you this morning. Kathy, you're calling in for some mediumship information. Did you have a specific question or specific person you were hoping to touch in with today?
I have a question.
Great.
That would be great if someone could answer. I was wondering, I approached two employers just before the holiday break. I was wondering if you see either one contacting me and, you know, me working with them.
Okay. Well, you know, as I kind of focus in here, and by the way, mediums are not... usually the best source of this because we get all of our information from the loved ones rather than connecting through your aura or psychically, that sort of thing. But I do see male energy that steps in here, and he has a very kind of old school vibe about him, I have to say. Kind of like... I want to say middle-aged at the time of passing, but acted kind of older, okay? That kind of had a family energy is where I want to go with it. Definitely lacked hair up top, and I want to talk about glasses as well, okay? And but, you know, he was... I don't want to call him smart. I want to call him wise. Okay. And I also want to tease that. Oh, by the way, there's something about a cancerous condition around him as well. Okay. Because I just
started
flat. But I have to acknowledge. He's saying he's been watching. It's been like 5 or 6 months since we started this journey of like looking for independence is how I want to put it. Do you understand that? Like looking for new work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So these two are just sort of the latest, and what you were doing was kind of building the energy before then, and you know laying the groundwork, which is a good thing. Okay, and trying to. You know, figure out like what you would be best at. What you're wanting for yourself is a bit of a leap from where you are now, from what you're doing now. And so he's telling me that's a good thing because it means that you're holding your standards very high. Okay. And you know, first off, know that he's A-okay on the other side, that he's very proud of you. He's saying you got yourself out of some difficult situations, and now you're looking to, you're pinning your hopes on this job because you see it as being an opportunity to really grow and kind of push yourself in a new direction, like a new foundation is how I want to put it. And, you know, this is the time of year. He's kind of giving me the notion or the impression that nothing was going to happen before the holidays regardless, okay, but that mm-hmm. as we go in February is when, because I feel one of the places not really looking at you seriously, and it's because they're not really going to be looking at anybody seriously. I feel like it's a situation of the job being hired from within, okay, and even though they put out, you know, they put it out as though there was a job available there, that was more wishful thinking on the person that you heard about it from than actuality, okay? Now, with the second one, I feel like they are going to be hiring, and I do feel like you are in the running for that, okay? So when they contact you, I feel like it's the cover letter more than the resume that kind of got their attention. But when they interview you, because I feel like it's more going to be on the phone, anything you can do to talk about and beef up that resume when you're talking to them, you'll be a lock, okay? But set the intention and the prayer that it be the right job, right job for you at the right time, okay? The job that is going to help to move you forward and give you the financial security as well. All right, and
thank you.
Ah, you are most
thank
welcome.
You.
All right, and thank you so much for. Thank you. You as well. Okay, so I have time for one more thing. I just want to end the show because I talked so much about intention, and I know there were some questions I didn't get to. I will get to them next week. I promise. I do write these things down for the new year. Do not be dismayed by the brokenness of the world. All things break, and all things can be mended. Not with time, as they say, but with intention. So go. Love intentionally, extravagantly, unconditionally. The broken world waits in darkness for the light that is you. L.R. Nost. And I just want to say, for all of you, you are wiser than you give yourself credit for, and love is boundless. So continue to be the best versions of yourself. Thank you so much for being with me today. Have a wonderful, happy new year. Bye.